If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
We live in this age of hyper-consumerism and hyper-production. What happens to the product that we produce when it's no longer of use?
You had the whole world worried about you. What was going on and who was after you?
CIA, military, government. Black helicopter came out, then it flew back around. I had very intense cyber attacks. My phone was completely tapped. There's some things I can't even really go into. Nobody would believe it.
Distraction is the enemy of progress.
That same destruction and distraction is happening to you internally.
You can go to a concert, you can go to Magic City all day long, but where can you build?
The world's first solar continuous microwave pyrolysis reactor.
They don't know what that is. They wanted to clap though. Don't worry, we gonna get into it.
Know the power you hold.
I mean, instead of saying the police, fight the system, it said them and them. We do have a culture, it's just low level at the moment. What do we call the young brothers today? YNs. It is the dehumanization of the young man. This is a young brother, this is a man, this is a young God. Now we just simplified it to a YN. Yeah, I'm a young. And procrastination is the abortion clinic of genius. So therefore, you're procrastinating to avoid the pain of doing.
We should have every problem on earth solved. And that if I can build a machine, starting in my backyard with no degree, blew myself up, got back out, they love that. They love for us to see the problem because it makes us depressed. It makes us uncertain. I want you to see the problem and see that you are a part of the solution.
So you're going to fold under that pressure? Are you going to choose to save yourself?
When you first wake up, do not go and grab that phone. Do not go and turn on that screen. Just be.
So when I'm sitting in front of God's people, I always got to tell them the truth.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation. Tap in with the God. The execution of knowledge is possible.
To do all of this, and we want to be able to do more. It's not sustainable in the current environment because when we speak in truth, we don't ever want to be censored, right? And what we're doing is making sure that the people become our sponsors so we have the capabilities and the capital to be able to create more. And now we're creating and curating content that's just for you, our core audience, those who are true supporters, those who are filled that high-level conversations is a necessary good in the public space, in the public eye. So we created our Patreon. Right, for those who want to be a part of it, those who want to get access to exclusive behind the scenes episodes, who want to also be mentioned right in our episodes and in our credits and get invited to some exclusive things as well. Make sure you tap in, comment Patreon, because we already have things up right now and they're rolling. And we plan to tell more stories, to push more narratives, especially since they're trying to control the culture, but only the culture should control the culture. I'm going to continue to do my job, and I know you're going to do yours. Join the Patreon for all those that are part of the High Level Nation. Peace to the family. Peace to the gods. I see you on the inside.
How is everybody, Atlanta?
Brother, please have a seat. I want you all to take a second, and I want you to think about why you're here. Just take 1 second. Take a deep breath again. I want you to anchor yourself again. Think about why you're here, why you came here. What was that impulse you had to buy a ticket to this room, to be around like-minded individuals? What's going on outside that drove you here? What's going on in your own life and internal processes? I want you to hold on to that the whole time that we're talking. I want you to hold on to that when you're here. And when you leave, I want you to take those notes
and I want you to put it into an AI system, right? Everything that you've learned, put it in your notes and then put it into AI. And based on your goals, I want you to ask it, how can I use this information in my life? Then, if you're really high level, I want you to apply it immediately. Not later, I want you to apply it immediately. Anybody that waits to apply, you won't be successful. Anybody that starts immediately applying, you're already making progress. So as we're sitting here and we're talking, if you all have questions, you can raise your hand. It's going to be interactive. I brought this brother here because I think that the world needs to listen to more bright minds. I think the world needs to be engaged with other intellectuals. And I think that we need to have our younger children look up to young men like this so that they want to build and invent themselves. So, without further ado, my brother Nature Jab, man, what makes you you?
Good question, good question. I would say the answer would appear to be on the outside would be hard work, would be skill sets. But I would say what truly makes me me, at least from what I present myself to be, is internal fortitude. And internal growth and focus on the internal. And I would say true self-love, not self-love in the sense of I'm going to treat myself, I'm going to reward myself, but self-love in the sense of I want to always grow and be a better version of myself. And that leads me to challenge myself and to self-deny and turn down comfort in the sake of growth.
I love that, self-deny. Y'all caught that wisdom? What does Nature Jab mean, though? Right? You've created this logo now that is all around the planet Earth. You're very intentional. You've chosen your colors. You understand me? You've chosen your symbols that exist within your world's framework. Right? And you've chosen this name that you've wanted the whole world to know. Right? So what does it actually mean to you?
So my initials are J-A-B, Jab. My full name is Julian Alexander Brown. And it's a double entendre, because of course that represents me, but also the jab is a strike of a warrior. I'm a black belt in karate, and karate was one of the most important things in my journey. I got my black belt when I was 13 years old, but you see, when I started my karate class, I had a class of about 20 or so people. By the time I went up to get my black belt, after about 4 years after starting, I was the last person in that class. Mm-hmm. Because that represented perseverance and diligence even beyond, you know, even when it's isolating, even when it's lonely. I saw the goal, and just like a warrior, I kept moving, kept fighting, even if it didn't look like I was going to make it, even if it didn't look like I was going to win. So that's the jab part. And of course, the nature jab, it represents all of us together.
Yes, sir.
We're all, you know, rooted in nature. And everything that we have, no matter how advanced we get, will ultimately return to nature.
Yes, sir.
And so, to me, I think the thing worth fighting for the most is nature, right? The nature of us, the nature of Earth, the nature of the universe. Returning to what was ultimately the fingerprint of the source. So you put those together, and you get Nature Jab.
Man, I love that. So, you know, George Washington Carver was a bad man. You understand me? He did a lot with the soy plant. You understand me? And, you know, even a lot of things that deal with plastic today. And I kind of look at you as an extension of that legacy, right? And I think that people are enabled by you because I think that you represent that definitely that warrior archetype, right? But also a scientist. For those who don't know, my brother basically be in the backyard making magic. He be turning plastic into gasoline. Now listen, hold on, y'all. I want y'all to clap. I want y'all to think about that.
Thank you.
First of all, that ain't easy to do. He in his backyard said, "You know what? I'm about to get up today." Now, first you have a vision, right? Because I'm sure the brother is highly educated. You have a vision of what you want to do, but you know how much effort it takes for somebody to stick to that vision, right? There's many things that we've said that we've wanted to do, but we didn't. But when a person says that I'm wanting to build a machine, step by step, Not a limitation of resources, money, support, none of that. I'm going to just get started, right? Because I have clarity on what I want to do. I believe I have the capacity to do it, the mental bandwidth, and I believe that I'm capable of doing it, right? So what is there for me to wait on? He executed. And I've been seeing him for the last 2 years. People have been telling me to get in contact with this brother. And he's been inventing, which I want him to explain, right, a way to have renewable energy on this planet Earth, because a lot of the technology that we use is dirty, meaning that it has consequence to it. And a people whose nature is righteous should develop technology, you understand me, that has a righteous effect as well. But we know that when we look at our cell phones, they're connected to slavery because of the rare minerals that they're extracting out of the ground. Right? We know that when we're getting our Amazon package, we're actually destroying the Amazon. You understand me? And they're having an effect on the ecosystem of our planet Earth. So, in our day and age, we have one of our brilliant scientists here today who said, I'm going to do something about the problem. So, what is the problem that you see, right? And how do you plan to solve it?
So, the problem I saw is waste. I saw we live in this age of hyper-consumerism and hyper-production. And we focus so much on producing, but we never sit to ask what happens to the product that we produce when it's no longer of use. That's the very issue of plastic. We're now seeing it with the fast fashion. We're going to see it with everything. AI, you know, we already see the data centers, all the consumption. So we see consume, produce, but every cycle in nature, you have the product, you have the consumption, but then you have the waste in nature. But in nature, there's no such thing as waste. You see, you have trees in a forest, and what happens to the leaves on a tree every fall? They fall, right? But what happens to those leaves when they're on the ground? See, I went out in nature and I observed. The leaves on the ground are not just wasted leaves. They support entire ecosystems. Mycorrhizal networks, mushrooms, bacteria, microorganisms feed off of them and can live in that mulched environment. And then the leaves themselves break down and become fertilizer for the entire forest. And thus there is no waste. And so when I looked at our society, we don't have that. We're missing that piece altogether. And it's going to come back to get us, right? We have landfills. We have the ocean, right? And all of these things we have been taught, this is just normal, this is just what we do, but it's breaking the very fabric of nature. And so I recognized that, and I saw, of course, plastic as the most immediate issue. I was 17 when I started to build my first reactor in high school, because to me, I could recognize that in breaking these natural principles that are reflected all across the universe, because it's energy, right? Energy will never be destroyed or created. You have to keep the energy within the same system, or else eventually, not only are you going to run out, but you're going to start to see the negative effects. Like, we see the microplastics. We see, you can't escape from these things. And so, that's what I made my enemy. I made my enemy wasted potential energy. And that goes even deeper than just plastic alone. That goes into the systems implemented on us on a neurological level, on a spiritual level, on a physical level, that are captivating us and preventing sovereignty of everybody, right? And so the plastic problem and the ocean problem and the earth problems, the environmental problems we're seeing are just merely a reflection of where we've become internally to even allow these things to happen.
Talk to me, young God. You say my energy is wasted, my enemy is wasted potential energy. Now, again, everything is a learning lesson. His enemy is very clear. How many people is aligned with that enemy? Right? It's a very powerful, clarifying thing. I had a very powerful spiritual journey recently. And ancestors, spirit, guide, whatever, was telling me, keys, you have to give them all the keys. And what it meant by that is, a lot of times I deliver high-level concepts, right? But they say, I need you to teach people, right, even the small, minute things that you do. that they might need to tweak to get that transformation. So when I hear you speak, and you speak from a place to where you went multidimensional with it, right? And a lot of times somebody studies something, they just study one dimension. But he didn't speak on it from one technological dimension. He spoke on it from a spiritual aspect. If you want to stop chasing attention and want to hold attention, right? The thing that you're studying and the business that you're in, make sure you can speak on it in multiple dimensions so that it becomes complex enough that it captivates the mind. Otherwise, you'll be chasing every single trend. You understand me? Jumping on one foot for TikTok so you for some likes. I don't chase attention. I hold it. Right? So as my brother's talking about waste of potential, I resonate with that on a high scale because I think about aggregate efficiency, the energy we put in something versus the energy we get out. You know what I mean? Similar to the energy we lose on a hunt. You understand me? Versus the maximum profit energy that we're able to receive. And as a people, I see us trying a lot, but not always making the progress that we want. Right? And so in your analogy of plastic itself, I want to understand the technology that you're building, right? And I want to know what a success looks like, right, after you're able to accomplish your goal. So let's start with the technology first. What is the exact technology?
So the technology, it is the world's first solar continuous microwave pyrolysis reactor. Mm. And that means that I am able to...
They don't know what that is. They wanted to clap, though. Don't worry, we're going to get into it. Spaces of intellectual hubs is how Renaissance starts.
Yes. And so this technology gives me the ability to take plastic waste, take sunlight, utilize sunlight to destroy the plastic completely, all microplastics completely chemically destroyed, and taking the energy within the plastic, which is sourced from petroleum, returning it into a useful product, gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and natural gas alternatives, as well as solid carbon made from plastic waste. Mm.
So again, I'm going to analogize that to the culture. We have a form in which we currently exist. Then we have a decay of that. And when we think about a spiral, the thing about a rebirth and a renaissance, because renaissance just means rebirth, is that in the rebirth, it doesn't go back to the original form, you understand me, of birth. It goes into a higher spiral, meaning that the lessons from the previous cycle are embedded into the next so you make progress. That is the purpose of a renaissance. What are the lessons that we can learn? So as we see the spiritual and cultural decay that happens, there are lessons in each one of these things. Minister Farrakhan said, when somebody fall, do not laugh, learn. Right? Because that could be you. So if you're learning from these things, then we go into a higher spiral. So where do we go? We're looking at this as like a Carter shift scale, right? To where we're going into a new planetary level. Where do we go when we have the ability to turn this plastic into new energy? Because it's a huge problem right now, because entire fields are just filled with waste that we can't do anything about. And it's literally cycling into our system, in our bloodstreams. There are babies that are born with plastic in them. You understand me? And so all of this wasteful energy that we're putting into the world is now being thrown into the next generation.
The hardest part of it, the saddest part to see that people born don't have a choice. You're not signing up. You could be born anywhere. They found plastic in Antarctica. So we're all going to have plastic on us now. That's a part of it. That'll be another problem to solve. But
and there's a lot of plastic surgery in Atlanta, too.
Yeah, right.
Can you help with that, too?
Well, we'll always have some fuel reserves, you know.
You can recycle, don't worry.
But, you know, well, the issue I saw was the fact that when we saw plastic waste, or when we hear about plastic waste, all we heard was the issue. All you saw was the issue. You know, you saw, they showed you the ocean, they show you the landfills, they give you the articles about the microplastics in the blood, but where is the solution? There's an inevitable duality, you know, hot and cold, you know, loud and quiet, problem and solution. So, you know, even at 17 years old, I knew that inevitable duality of the universe, and I knew, okay, if they're just telling us the problem, there has to be a solution. And, of course, looking at it that way, you start to realize that it's on purpose that we're not told a solution, because it actually kind of plays into, you know, this day and age now where statistically more people are uncertain about the future than any time before, even though we have more technology than any time before. You see, we have, like you say, AI. Well, if you think about it on paper, with something as powerful as AI given to anybody, but especially young people too, we should have every problem on Earth solved if it's used and allocated properly, if it's not just wasted potential energy. So you see, that goes back to when I was going to the problem I'm tackling actually goes further than just plastic. It goes back to there's so many forms of energy that is just being wasted, right? Because to waste something is a choice, right? You can have food waste, or you could have fertilizer, compost, right? You can have plastic waste, or you could have plastiline. Right? But it's all up to the systems that you put in place to handle these things and your intention, if that's what you want. Everything that we've been given on this earth was given to us by forces that know that they ultimately want our intention for it to be to make us more comfortable, to make us docile. And that's why even though we have the most powerful tools ever, we are the most oppressed ever. We are the most uncertain ever. So when you ask me, you know, when I see this plastic waste, right, like what does it look like for the ultimate solution? See, I don't want the ultimate solution to be purely external, because I can build machines to go all over the world. I will build machines to go all over the world and to destroy all plastic waste. But what I really want is I want everybody to become aware of the power they hold within themselves, and that if I can build a machine starting in my backyard with no degree, right, blew myself up, got back at it, right, and kept going, kept building, I want people to know that you can do that, and I want people to know that if you see a problem, that you're as capable of solving it as any one of as I am, and you're even more capable than me, right? Because if anything, now there's a path laid out. I want everybody to be aware that we're all warriors, right? Like the nature jab, we all have that fist to fight for when we see, oh, there's microplastics in children, or we see we live in an age full of distractions making us more docile. And I want you to not just see the problem, because they love that. They love for us to just see the problem because it makes us depressed. It makes us uncertain. I want you to see the problem and see that you are a part of the solution.
Now, did you say you blew yourself up?
Of course.
You know, let that go pass up. number one, I'm impressed. Mostly because of the job that you're taking on. You know, it could be a very dangerous one, right? There's a very daunting task to doing something that threatens the systems that exist, right? Because big energy, big oil, right? They don't like people stepping on their toes. Right, they might have the capability to do these things, but they're not trying to do it because they're not practicing conscious capitalism. Now, you disappear from the internet for a minute. You understand me? You have the whole world worried about you. You understand me? What was going on and who was after you?
So, I don't know exactly who was after me. You know, in time, all will be revealed. I may or I may not ever know, but I'll tell you this. It was expected, and I was ready for it. What happened... I had a few odd things happen throughout this entire year for me. What happened first in January, I was driving. I work out of Alabama, so I commute. It's about 4 hours to and from every time I want to work on the machine. Anyways, I was driving, and my car started shaking a ton. Pulled over just in time, because by the time I made it to the gas station, my driver's side wheel had one lug nut left on it. And then both of my tires had all the lug nuts loosened. That happened in January. Then in April, I was out working on my machine. I work in a very isolated location. At this time, it was never publicized online anywhere. Nobody knew. I was out there, and then a helicopter, black helicopter came out. It was about 10 o'clock at night. And it flew over me. I was like, okay, whatever. It was flying really low, though, almost at the tree line. Then it flew back around. I said, oh, okay, interesting. Then it did it again. And then it turned on a spotlight, shined it right at me, got it on video, right? And then so it circled me a total of 6 times in a very isolated area, so isolated that there's not even a hospital nearby unless you drive about 40 minutes, right? And then I went to go on a website to look. This flight radar, it tracks all helicopters, all planes. Helicopter wasn't even on there. It's illegal for a helicopter to do that unless it's CIA, military, government. Even police helicopters usually show up there. So that happened. And then come July, I had a very intense cyber attack that started. I started to get really weird signs, like there, like sometimes I would be texting my family members, and then they would get a text of what I sent them, right? Or sometimes I'd be saying things out loud, and then people around me would get text of what I'm saying. And then, so then I made a video letting the world know. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but something weird is going on, so just keep your eyes open. Because I didn't know what degree or to what level whatever this force was within my things. And then all of a sudden, I start the cyber attack, the real cyber attack started. I realized my phone was completely tapped. Phone calls, messages, phone logs, every social media, everything on my phone, iCloud, my whole iCloud, completely tapped. Somebody, I figured out that somebody or some group, well, certainly a group of people, they had been in my phone since, as far as I know, at least January, just watching everything I did, every text message, every photo, every picture. I mean, could you guys imagine that? Just to know that there was literally no privacy, right? For 6 months, somebody was in there watching everything, right? And so when I realized that, I realized these people have been studying me for 6 months. They have such an immense perspective on me and my moves. But they never tried to delete or log me out of social media, despite having the capability to do so. And they started to hack my social media. They were posting my license to my social media. They were posting really private information like my address and stuff to my social media. And I would get in, kicking them out, delete the posts, they'd keep getting back in. But once again, they never deleted my social media. So I realized, hold on. Since they've been studying me for 6 months, they want to play on that aspect. It's like chess. They know, or they're rather expecting, that I'm going to come in here, give them a whole bunch of attention on social media, make a big deal about it, and distract me. Distract my audience. Distract everybody. And I knew at that point, especially because even after I got a new phone, right? I'll tell you how intense it got. I got a new phone number. As soon as I got the new phone number, they texted me my new phone number. That's how intense it got. And I'm telling you, it's like something from a movie. There's some things I can't even really go into. Nobody would believe it. But this was certainly, I'll say it like this. This was certainly an interdimensional level of attack. Not just on one plane. This was on every plane. So knowing that, I knew the only way I could possibly be victorious is if I break what's expected of me. And that's why I went silent on social media. Of course, my cybersecurity team is telling me, I mean, they're telling me, we don't even know. We can't even pinpoint who this is, how they're doing this. I talked to Meta because they kept getting into my Instagram. Meta's telling me, nobody's logging into your Instagram. Even though my driver's license was just posted a second ago, I know it wasn't me, but Meta tells me nobody. So the only way I could possibly win is if I break what they expect of me, go silent, right? Because it was all like chess. And that's what I did. And that it ultimately worked because the power of silence, you know, it's one of the laws of power, right? Silence speaks louder than words, right? You can say so much more with silence, and it also allows things to be revealed. Silence is purifying. It's a fire. It burns. You know, it's like isolation and seclusion, right? It's uncomfortable, but for the right reasons. And so I didn't want to do what I had to do and go silent because I didn't want the world to freak out. You know, I know how much people in every comments on every video saying the government's going to get you and all this. So I knew if I had just disappeared, especially after a video saying, you know, something's wrong, people are going to freak out. But it ended up all working out because what ended up happening was I ended up making international news by doing nothing, right? And that was the exact opposite of what these people wanted. What they wanted was they wanted me to post about it, scream about it, directs people to them, take attention away from my work. You guys need to understand, these people were in my devices. They had so much information on me. They didn't try to put some type of scam to my audience. They didn't try to delete my accounts. What they wanted was the destruction of my work. They wanted distraction. That was what they wanted more than anything, and I knew that. And so I had to take that card away from them. And that goes to show that same spirit of just distraction and destruction is the same thing put against all of us. See, of course, I have, you know, a following influence, so they're going to come after me. But what you need to understand is this same force is after all of you. It's just not pinpointed to you. It's not exploiting you, but it has the ability to, and it is on a daily level through everything, because that same destruction and distraction is happening to you internally through things like algorithms and distractive vices and comfortabilities put into this system on purpose to spiritually drain you and prevent you from making your potential energy that you hold within you kinetic, right? And so I knew that beyond all else, that's the focus, that's the mission, that I need to get back to that. And so I stayed silent, I came back, it all worked out. And as I said, when I started answering, it was expected. It's par for the course. You know, what you need to understand is when you're on any journey for greatness, you don't at all look at pain or uncomfortability or uncertain times. You don't look at those things as bad things. You look at those things as confirmation. You look at those things as good things, as a matter of fact, because you're not going to be attacked unless you're worth attacking.
That's a fact. Make some noise for that. Mother Tarnetta, who was one of the wives of Elijah Muhammad, she said that silence is the first teacher, right? Silence is the first teacher. If we talk about potential, you know, silence is potential. Because as you go look into your Bible, it says in the beginning was what? The word or sound. You understand me? And that sound can be qualified as God, right? The ability to bring forth things as a force and as will. And so we now are in a time where we exist in systems that want to and that does control our minds, the way we think, and trying to overall distract our collective potential from being rulers on this planet Earth, right? Because the existing systems, if you can get focused, then you stop using those ones and you start building your own, right? And so distraction is the enemy of progress. It is the very thing that if you are the devil of this world, all you have to do is keep God's people distracted. They'll never organize. They'll never build against you. They don't have focus to manifest ideas into reality, right? And so they just need to keep you distracted, and you will stay unsuccessful, trying to figure out where the hell is all my time going. But the one thing that you can do is opt out. You can just decide not to participate, so it don't matter how they run their machines. They can run all the algorithms they want to on TikTok, and they can be as racist as they want to on Twitter. But if you never see it, it doesn't work, right? If you're not in these social algorithms, it's not working. So, yes, we have to become greater creators than we are consumers. But right now, we're greater consumers than we are creators. So, therefore, we're consuming what other people produce, but they're not consuming what we produce. So, therefore, we're not producing our world. We're producing theirs through us. Right? And so we've become the tools of their power because they have tools of distraction. And so I chiefly believe I can make any entrepreneur more successful just by giving him clarity and increasing capacity. Right? And I see great men and I see great women who want to do great things. Man, I want to be on stage. I want to communicate like Nature Jab and 19 Keys. But what is that thing that's stopping you? You're fully capable of it, but will you allocate the time? What's the greatest asset on the planet Earth? But what's time if you ain't got your mind? See, I think in the old world, the greatest asset was time. But now I think it's cognition. And you have to invest in your cognition just like you would invest in any other asset. Because if you can't use your brain, then something's going to be thinking for you. Those gaps in your thinking, that's the machine.
And we have to learn how to live in harmony with these machines, but also in nature, within our own nature. Otherwise, we lose ourselves. So your children are going to be born in a world where the machines are smarter than them. And the way we talk about machines is the way we should be talking about human minds. They're getting smarter. They have greater memory. They're developing general intelligence. You understand me? They can execute tasks. They have knowledge of multiple languages. We saying people getting dumb as hell and can't focus. So higher consciousness itself is the key in the time. When you have a greater imagination, you can put machines to work. And if you have a clarity and tell them exactly what to do, you could become a billionaire during this time. So it's not greater hustle. It ain't greater work ability. It's greater thinking. But specific, clear thinking. Because it's a lot of wasteful thinking. Right? So I walk around with a perpetual gift of seeing people's potential. But I know that potential is what I see, not what they see. So therefore, they may never manifest it until they get the eyes to see and know who they are. So when I'm sitting in front of God's people, I always got to tell them the truth. The person that you need to save, and not when I say save yourself, it's a law that you must enact. When we all collectively, we can save each other, we can help each other, we can build with each other. But what you're fighting with now is when you're in the privacy of your own home and your head is down looking at a device and you're losing yourself. Right? You're in the privacy of your own home and you're stuck on pornography and your mind is stuck in a perpetual loop of lust. When you're in the privacy of your own home and you're stressed out with anxiety because you can't pay your next bill. When you built this company and you're the owner, but you're a terrible operator. When you don't know how to let go because you can't clarify instructions for your team to be able to execute. Highly capable individual, but not getting the results because you don't know how to build a system so that it can automate it. So even when you don't feel motivated or willful, you're still being productive, right? You don't know how to document your process so that you can turn that into a system so that you can teach others so you can have an institution. You understand me? That allows us to win. And so in lieu of doing that for ourselves, we're using everybody else's system knowing that it's against us. So right now, my brother Nature Jab, my job is to create a cognitive renaissance. When we're in spaces like this, it's intentionally to have conversations of philosophy, conversations about the world and things that we can change and intellect. So it breaks you off your normal habit. Money, 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 money. Greed, 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 greed. What about impact? What about service? What about something that actually feeds your soul and not just your ego? Right? Yeah, I can teach you how to be rich as a man. You understand me? But you had to be a man first. And I think that there's a lot of men who think they're rich because they have money. But they just boys with a lot of money. You understand me? And there's a lot of women who think that they are rich in looks and personality. But inside, they poor. Can't hold a conversation. Right? So they're constantly trying to get attention. We don't want a poor culture. We want a rich, successful, sovereign culture that has a level of complexity. You have rich experiences. You're a reader. You're a thinker. Your music is high level. I want you to build a lifestyle because the biological age of the black community is very low, or very high, rather. You understand me? But you're very young, but don't feel youthful. Over the last couple of days, I did 1,000 milligrams of NAD. How many people know what NAD is? See, everybody should know what NAD, but if I name how many people know what Hennessy is, everybody's going to say yes, right? Why? Because the liquor industry lobbied Hollywood to connect masculinity and popularity, you understand me, to its brand so that it can feed you a product. And because we grew up off hip-hop that told us our favorite drinks, and we grew up off Hollywood that told us how to express ourselves and gave us our rituals, even though in history those was really coffee shops. In history, those spaces that they made bars were spaces of intellect where we would talk about and have conversations like this about how to change the world and the dynamics of our reality. But how many spaces can you go to like this? You can go to a concert. You can go to a club. You understand me? You can go to Magic City all day long. But where can you build? Truly build. And then how can you reinforce that environment that stimulates who you are to be around other people. So that person to the left of you and the right of you, we should be building our economic networks with each other. So Nature Jab should never feel unsafe because we give each other permission to protect each other. Right? In Japanese, the word K-E-Y, Kai means system, or Keiratsu. It's a system of how they've interlocked companies to protect each other and invest in each other. Therefore, they have resilience during changing times. They optimize on loyalty and not just scalability, right? They want to make sure they have something that can sustain itself over 100 years. Now, when I think about that, between all of us in here, you can instantly increase your wealth by permission. And I'll serve this as an example, right? If somebody, how much reach do you have on social media?
Well, last month I got 111 million views on the page.
So, now, let's see. Somebody has a low following in here. How many followers you got? My sister right here. You had 300. Right. Now, if you walked into a room and somebody say, man, how many followers and what's your reach? And Nature Jab gave you permission to say, well, listen, you can use my platform. My platform is yours. Now you won't say 300. You're going to say 111 million plus 300. You understand me? And so then I can say, okay, how many people in here own land? How many acres you own, my brother? 8 acres, right? How many people here don't own land? My brother don't own no land, right? Not to point you out like that, brother, but you raise your hand. So if my brother, Dr. Sirius, says that, man, you can use my land. So now somebody comes with a deal and says that, brother, you got any land? You're like, yes, I do. You want to do an event on it? Why? Because he gave you permission to use his. So now his asset becomes yours, and it becomes a network, a trusted network within a system. Now, if we did that and we optimized that all across the diaspora, right, now my reach is your reach. My wealth is your wealth. We can do it horizontally, right, to where I got a media company, you got a media company, right? I work with a certain videographer, that's your videographer now, right? I have a certain editing team, that's yours now. We got certain equipment, that's yours now, and vice versa. We just increased our reach, our power, our access, our resources, right? That becomes a network. Then we can do it vertically, right? You have things that I don't have, right? And so if we're thinking about creating cooperative economics and what we call harmony capitalism, then I think that instantly we stop thinking about what I have. We start thinking about what we have collectively. So now we have a system that optimizes on loyalty to each other because we give access to each other. So now I want for my brother what I want for myself because what he has is what we have. That's called creating an economic network. Because if you're waiting for me to do it all or Nature Jab to do it all, it's going to take us longer by ourselves. But collectively, we can do everything. Right? My brother here has the ability to lend capital to people. I don't have it, but somebody asked me, they got a good business, and I tell them the auditing process, send him to my brother. Now I have an economic network. That's how we have to operate today, and you can do that with multiple systems because we're going into the age of Aquarius, which is decentralized systems. So we don't look for Black Wall Street to exist in one space. It is an economic space because now the Black Wall Street is a time. It's no longer a place. And what connects us all is that we're living in the same time. Past religion, past sex, past creed, class, we all existing in the same time. I wasn't around for George Washington Carver, but I'm around for Nature Jab.
Thank you.
So now, if you can, because as we're building out our system, we have different programs that we're building with, and I love being in front of you all. But I started to dislike touring because there's never enough time. We need days. The first day is just priming you and getting your mind together. You understand me? To even be open to these ideas, because when you go back into the world of distraction, right, you don't even have time to think about this because you're in survival mode. So it's like, how can I change a life and trying to get quick transformation in the moment where people don't even have time to go home and reflect? So how are you going to mental time travel when brother was saying this? I took it in my notes. I wrote it down. Now I'm thinking about how I'm going to use it. Now I'm about to go follow up. Now I'm putting action to it. Now we're making progress. Right? So therefore, We're making sure that we're creating a network for you all to be a part of. And that high-level network means that we now are creating an economic system that allow us to create quantum leaps. My brother Nature Jab should now be able to get the funding that he requires. Not because there's a system that believes in what he's doing, but there's a people that do. Now, if you will, can you tell the people how to support you? Because, and I want to clarify this statement, when you're a phenomenon, you have to teach people how to support you. You have to teach people how to see you, how to understand you. You understand me? Otherwise, they would treat you as a phenomenon, not knowing what to do, and they would just watch you.
Yeah, great point. So in terms of support, of course, directly, I have my website, naturejab.com, and then there's a donation portal there. Any amount goes directly to my machine, of course. And then I would say, on a deeper level, the best support that can be given is, you know, you believing in me to the point where if you find yourself around somebody who you could see being an asset to what I do, you make them aware of me. I think that's so important because first impression is everything, right? And so a lot of you might have first seen me on social media. Let's say you're talking to a business executive, right? Well, they're barely on social media, most of them. If you were to bring me up in conversation and then he goes and sees me on social media on his own fruition, that's a much deeper impact than if him just seeing me, because now he heard it from somebody he knew, or she heard it from somebody she knew, and then now she or he is seeing it right before them. And so I kind of already bypassed the initial first impression. There's already a familiarity. And so that the chances of this person with these resources coming to help or being open to help when the time to connect comes is much higher.
Yes, sir.
And so I would say those are the two most direct ways I can be supported. And of course, all of you, you know, talking about me, keeping me in the consciousness helps too, which is the whole strategy of why I share my work. You know, a lot of people oftentimes I'll see tell me, you know, you need to lay low. You know, stop posting about it, you know, for safety or for whatever. And I'll say this, first of all, because I know this is a question that people always ask. They ask, are you scared? Am I in fear? And the answer to that is simply no. And the reason is this. It's because I see a problem in the world that needs a solution. A deeper problem than just plastic alone, as we said, the waste of potential energy altogether. But nonetheless, I've been bestowed upon a path to tackle this problem. And I've made it my mission to tackle this problem, and I want to do it, and I will do it, right?
Yes, sir.
But I know that. One second. I know that I will, right? And I know that it will take work to get there, and that my passion and my strength towards this is inevitable. So I've set my mind and my spirit on this. And so if you set yourself on a goal and you know you're going to do it no matter what, no matter if you're blown up, you know, you hurt yourself, somebody has hurt you, you get hacked, whatever. If you know you're going to do it and you will make it work, then being in fear, what is it going to help you?
Come on.
It's only going to slow it down. It's only going to make you less efficient, less optimal. So it's all about knowing. You know, it was said, my people will perish from a lack of knowledge. Because you must know yourself, know the power you hold, know the untapped potential energy within you. Because once you know that, it can't be taken from you. A helicopter flying can't take it from me. Somebody loosening my lug nuts can't take it from me. I can't take it from myself, blowing myself up. It's within you. And you become inevitable, and your will becomes inevitable. All of this is what the forces in this world use against us. They employ this against us. The only way we could possibly get out of this checkmate they're putting us in is to implement the same mental, physical, and spiritual strategies and points of positions used against us, but now we're using it to build, using it for righteousness.
Make some noise for Nature Jab, family. Come on, get that standing ovation, man. This young man is doing incredible things in our community. He's a very powerful soul. It resonates with me. You understand me? I found me another brother out here. And we're going to make sure that we keep our arms around our brother and we protect him as he's on his journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to say something, too. For one, thank you all for making it out. And I actually will be having an event October 4th. First Saturday in October, we'll be running a vehicle out here in Atlanta. But I also want to challenge everybody here to something. I loved when you talked about in the beginning, you know, how you start your day with meditation and such. And I know not everybody may do that. Maybe you don't. But whatever you do, here's what I challenge everybody to do. Because when he said that, that reminded me of something similar I do. When I wake up, I try the longest possible to stay off a device. And so I challenge all of you for the rest of this month, when you first wake up, do not go and grab that phone. Do not go and turn on that screen. Just be. And see the slight differences it can make in your life just like that, the slight optimizations. Another thing I want you to do is I want you to almost foresee your next day. So instead of just living day by day, you already have a plan and a plot for the goals you want to meet the day, the next day, for tomorrow before it's here. And that makes every single thing you do in that day optimized and steered and focused towards that goal and towards that mission. If you do those two things, right, you start your day with the clarity and the peace within yourself by not getting on a device immediately, and then you already know what your goals are for that day, you'll notice a quick change immediately. So that's my challenge to everybody here.
At InvestFest, how many of you went to InvestFest? So I announced that we're going to be doing the wellness, or the InvestFest of wellness, right? And it got a standing ovation, and it got a loud roar. And that's important. Me and my brother Yaki are going to be partnering up to do these retreats to where we can actually have you with us for like 3 days, right? Because I truly believe that you have to prime people and get them to a point. I've been staying off land. My brother, shout out to my brother at Bean Acres. You feel me? And I've been standing in this space, and I've been grounding every single day. And my mind wasn't stressed, but my body was, right? My body was stressed out because I was taking in so much energy. And so I know that I have all these projects and I have these things that I need to do, but it was hard for me to make decisions because I wasn't doing it from a place of clarity, and I had decreased capacity. So what we're going to be doing is, even when people come there, we're going to be taking your blood test for some people and measuring your cortisol levels from when you get there to when you leave, right? It's going to be focused on wellness, wealth, and wisdom, right? There's going to be activations because I literally want to see Black America be in the healthiest state that we've ever been. I don't want to see us just have every Black man has the current lifespan of 66 years old. That's weak. We should be optimizing to live at 100. And our goal is to turn the culture into a blue zone. And the blue zone is spaces where people live to be centurions, meaning that they live to be 100 years old, right? That's what we should be optimizing for, sustainability, creating things that have strong resilience. And I know that if we focus on the wellness, then we have the ability to master the technology. But if you're not in harmony with self, the technology, you're stressed out, testosterone levels is low, don't know what to eat, don't know what daily rituals and habits you should be partaking in, then you're going to feel low, you're going to feel weak, and you're going to feel incapable, so that becomes wasted potential, right? So I want you all to tap in when we do this, because we're going to have our first one in Atlanta. We're going to have options for you to literally live on the land with us, or we're going to have options for you to be in a stay. But therefore, I was going to cancel the Atlanta show. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, listen, wait a minute. I love y'all. As you see, we did a small room. We could have did a night too, and there's a lot of people mad that they're not here today. But I want to make real impact, right? And I believe impact don't just happen overnight, right? So when I only get 3-4 hours in front of y'all, it feels weak because I need to speak to you maybe for 6 hours. I need you to fast before you get there collectively so that we're all in the same train of mind. Right? There's certain music and colors and rituals and habits we do that opens up your body for transformation. And then when you go back into the world, you are a renewed self at a higher level. That's what we want to optimize for. We We want 10,000 families that are at as wealthy as that are the power brokers of the future, right? And so I can't do that in one night. I'm going to be honest with you. I can give you one thing, the system, or I can go online and teach you the same thing. But when we're talking about partnering with some of you all, because I can't partner with everybody regardless of what assets you have because I can't trust everybody. But if I can build with you, I can spend some time one-on-one, get to know you. And if I know you at least take care of yourself, it might be a sign you might take care of me as well. Go ahead, give yourself a round of applause. So we're about to close out. And as we close out, I want us to get back. If you could play that 528 again to relock in where we at. I'm going to take a sip of my Supermind tea. Make sure y'all get y'all some of that on the way out. Let me hit that 528. My brother, would you like to lead us in a meditation?
Sure.
You have some words to share?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So, I want everybody to take a deep breath. Deep exhale. Deep breath in. One, two, three. Deep exhale. One, two, three. One more time. Deep breath in. One, two, three, and hold. And exhale. One, two, three. I want you to envision your superior self. Envision the version of you that you know is within you. I want you to see yourself and see energy flowing. I want you to see electricity flowing throughout yourself. I want you to see this electricity like lightning trapped in a bottle. I want you to embody this. I want you to feel it. I want you to envision this electricity within you escaping through your fingertips. I want you to envision this electricity being spread amongst the world. I want you to, everybody, grab the hand of whoever's nearby you. I want you to envision this electricity you have, this power within you, being given to whoever's standing next to you. And I want you all to envision together the energy of the entire world, the energy of the entire community, the energy of the entire universe being brightened, being accelerated. I want you to envision now the entire earth, not just yourself, but the entire earth is like lightning in a bottle because we all collectively have worked together and harmonized together and created a stronger ecosystem together. And we have all made our potential energy kinetic. And we're all warriors. Thank you.
So family, that's our show for tonight. If you all want to lock in, I'll make sure to give you instructions on how to join in on a retreat and how to become a part of this economic network that we're building that will become our institution for the future. You understand me, y'all? We low level or high level? Are we low level or high level? Man, let's take over the world.
Real quick, DJ, real quick. Let's get a photo of these two and the crowd behind them. Let's do that real quick. And while y'all taking this photo, we're going to have our VIP meet and greet in the back. You got to have a wristband for that. If you have a wristband, we'll get you set up in the VIP meet and greet in the back. We'll start in 5 minutes. We appreciate y'all. We'd love to see y'all at the vending area, and we appreciate y'all supporting. Once again, go to 19keys.com/links to register for anything that we have going on tomorrow. We still have VIP tickets, so please tap in at 19keys.com/links. Appreciate y'all.
19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation. Tap in with the God.
Learn and then put it into immediate action. It's all on you.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Can we please give our tickets a round of applause for everybody in here right now? Come on.
Every night is a piece in a puzzle that we're putting together. You know, puzzles are interesting because typically you spread them apart and you have to flip over different pieces and figure out where they connect to. And then eventually all your hard work turns into a masterpiece, right? You get a very clear picture of what's happening. And every time, sometimes you do things and people don't understand, what is this all going to be? What does it come to? What are you doing next? What is the ultimate goal? People always have these questions. And I want us to appreciate the time. I want us to appreciate the moment in which we're living in. And I thank Atlanta, number one, because tonight was great, right? We had a sold out show. We could have even did 2 to 3 shows, right? But I think it's important that you dedicate the time to the people who buy early, because those are the people who understand it. They get it. There's no time to waste, right? They're going to make sure that they're in the room, right? And those are the people I want to build with, right? So we announced that we're doing a wellness retreat. We had a theme in this about clarity, about capacity, and about capability, right? And ultimately, that leads you to taking action, building a system so that you find yourself in a success cycle. And I think that entrepreneurs, creators, leaders, artists today, they need that clarity. They have the capability, but they lack the capacity. And so therefore, you're overstressed because you don't know what to do. And you're not building systems. So even when you're not motivated and willful, these systems are taking care of you. We're now living in the age of machines, right? And so learning to keep man, mind, and machine in harmony is how you're going to be successful in the future. I want to thank my brother, Jalen Brown. You understand me? I want to thank all of our sponsors, Bolt AI. You feel me? I want to thank my brother, Nature Jab. He has so much power and poise, right? As we sat there for that high-level conversation, we had interaction with this. We wanted to make it an immersive experience. When you come here, you're not just there to watch me. You're there to engage with me, right? And it reminded me, I never get enough time in front of God's people, right? And that's why we're doing the wellness retreats, man. And because I think that a few hours is not enough. We need to spend a few days together, right? And within that, I believe that we can really produce transformation. It's about wisdom. It's about wealth. And it's about wellness. And I think that if we can operate within those W's, we can win. You understand me? And so, you know, tonight was powerful. The engagement, having the jazz band there. You feel me? The people playing the different instruments, right? The poets that was on stage, the singers that was there. We wanted to curate an environment so that there's rhythm and there's education, right? You're not just there for me. We're bringing communities together. And we announced that we're building out this network node so that we can share wealth and create the biggest economic network that our culture has ever seen. And my tech guy, you understand me, Antoine Digital said that it's ready to go, so we're going to start registering businesses. The Invest Festival Wellness that we're building out, we'll be revealing the name of our official show that we're building out. We want all the wellness warriors to tap in. If you're in the wellness space, if you want to help us change the biological age of the Black community and turn the culture into blue zones, if that's your mission, like it is ours, and our enemy is all of the bad statistics that plague our community daily, heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, stress, mental health issues, depression, etc. Right? If that's your enemy as well because you see it in your family, if that's your issue because you feel it in yourself, then help me help us. You understand me? So that we can help each other. So tonight was beautiful. It was powerful. I'm doing my part. I want you to do yours. This is the Renaissance. We're not starting one. We're in the middle of one. Let the old systems die out. Let's learn a lesson from the past and let's rebuild a new one. So thank you for your participation. Keep in mind the meditation. Keep in mind your future self is waiting for you to become him or her. It's time for us to build our own world. You understand me? Because the systems don't work for us. So we need to build systems that do work for us. Peace. Oh, yeah. And thank you, Atlanta.
So today was so incredible. I've been following 19 Keys for over 4 years. He has opened up my mind so that I believe I'm a God in myself, to where I've started a business. And to be able to witness 19 Keys live in person was incredible. He's helped me expand who I am, and also know that nobody is coming to save me. I have to save myself. So shout out to 19 Keys. I can't wait to meet him on today as well, personally.
19 Keys has changed my life in a tremendous way. Being a young man growing up without a father, and my mother being the oldest of three boys, my mom has always tried to put me in front of great male role models and giving me that type of mindset. So just growing up, I found Keys, and he's really just helped guide me with wanting to be an entrepreneur, wanting to be a successful, stoic young individual. I have two younger brothers, so I take the teachings that I learned from Keys and definitely try and give them to my brothers, because these are things that I never learned growing up.
Whoever wasn't here, whatever, you missed out on the show. You missed out on the chance to get activated and a chance to actually see what is possible. So, I mean, I guess maybe next time?
What would you say to you?
Keys, I am absolutely in love with you. I never knew anything like you ever existed. Thank you for not canceling on Atlanta. We love you here in Georgia. I'm absolutely in love with you. And this is not the last you'll see of me. Please make me your mentee.
Man, peace to the family, man. Peace to you and yours. Your boy Spin City is definitely on the scene, man. We just came out the Save Yourself tour. Yeah, I'm talking about, man, save yourself. Don't enslave yourself, man. It's Spin. Man, shout out to my brother Keys, man. I can't believe it. You know what I mean? He's always going around the world, you know what I'm saying, putting our people together, getting our people together, and then getting them in the right mindset. You know what I'm saying? When every time he starts something off, it's breath first. You know what I'm saying? We stand in proper, man. We stand in strong. So, man, I just want to give a big shout out, a big triple salute to my brother, man, 19 Keys, man. If I could salute 19 times, then I'd just sit here going like this, man. Peace to the guys, man. It's been my brother ever since. Well, we locked in, brother. 2017, 2016, man. Shout out to Trap Art and them. But, you know, watching your growth, you know what I'm talking about? You traveling, you teaching, giving a good word. I know the sacrifices that you made to get here. You know what I'm saying? So peace, love, and longevity to you, Keys, man. Your boy, Spin.
19 Keys, the execution of knowledge is
from a boy to a man, and ultimately back to the natural state of being and to a God.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys tapping in. As you know, we've been on this journey with High Level Conversations over the last 3 years, right? It's been an incredible journey. We knocked out about 72 episodes, and we had a great partnership over there with EYL, right? We've been taking digital literacy, financial literacy, mental literacy. We've been having conversations about metaphysics, you name it. You know what your favorite episodes are, and it takes a lot to do all of this, and we want to be able to do more. It's not sustainable in the current environment, because when we speak in truth, we don't ever want to be censored. Right. And what we're doing is making sure that the people become our sponsors, so we have the capabilities and the capital to be able to create more. And now we're creating and curating content that's just for you, our core audience, those who are true supporters, those who are filled that High Level Conversations is a necessary good in the public space, in the public eye. So we created our Patreon. Right. For those who want to be a part of it, those who want to get access to exclusive behind the scenes episodes, who want to also be mentioned right in our episodes and in our credits and get invited to some exclusive things as well. Make sure you tap in, comment Patreon, because we already have things up right now in there rolling. And we plan to tell more stories, to push more narratives, especially since they're trying to control the culture. But only the culture should control the culture. I'm going to continue to do my job, and I know you're going to do yours. Join the Patreon for all those that are part of the High Level Nation. Peace to the family. Peace to the gods. I see you on the inside.